Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Merry Christmas to everyone. Oh, wonderful. You sound like people who are in the Christmas spirit. That's good. Praise God. Well, we do come celebrating the season of Christmas, and on this day, being blessed to celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And as we celebrate the wonderful gift of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we celebrate you as family, your family, your domestic church, where you share what they shared with one another, that great gift of togetherness and love. So we seek the intercession of Mary and Joseph this day and ask the Lord Jesus to bless us in his love so that our families will always be filled with what they were able once again to share and to experience with one another. I want to also welcome those of you who are visiting here the cathedral and those of you who are with us from home, the hospital, nursing homes, wherever you may be this day. Please know we keep you in our hearts throughout this Christmas season. We wish you and all your loved ones a very Merry Christmas and a happy feast day of the Holy Family, that your families again will be filled with the love, peace, and joy of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. To begin our time of celebration, let us ask the Lord to forgive us our sins as we say, I confess to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words. and what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who were pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity, and so in the joy of your house delight one day in eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten, firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul yearns and for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Happy are they who dwell in your house. Continually they praise you. Happy the men whose strength you are. Their hearts are set upon the pilgrimage. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer, hearken, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, and peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Again, Merry Christmas to all of you, and what a great joy it is to celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family almost immediately after the Christmas season begins, which threw a little monkey wrench, because this morning, I don't know, I woke up, obviously, did my routine, had my cup of coffee, sat down, but I was thinking it was Monday. And so I was late getting here for the 7 a.m., and I was just like, it just really has not been. I'm off to a really rough start this Sunday, but I have to remember next year, Christmas lands on a Sunday, not this year. But we made it here, and I was rushing right before here because I was even late to Sacred Heart, even after the 7 a.m. I don't know what I was doing. I was sitting in the recliner having a cup of coffee, and then I realized, oh my gosh, Mass is at 8:30. So there I am rushing over there, starting a little late. But we started on time here, so it's getting better. But all in all, my dear family, you know, in the midst of so much, we realize the wonderful gift of Christ. And on this Feast of the Holy Family, you know, we look at the life of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and we see, of course, everything they had to go through as well, but how they always indeed were able to show us an example of unity and of togetherness and of love, which I know is the prayer of Mary and Joseph this day and the hope of Christ, He who is the hope that enters this world. That's what we celebrate in His birth. But he calls us, as St. Paul so beautifully illustrates in his beautiful letter to the Colossians, to remember to put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another. There's the challenge. Forgiving one another, there's another challenge. And if you have a grievance with one another, talk about it. Don't harbor it, talk about it, so that it can be addressed and then you move on. And all this comes overall from the bond of perfection, which is love. It all stems from love, who is Christ. In that love, He is our hope. And what we have to always realize, my dear family, is yes, our families are not perfect. They're not. But they're ours. Just like Mary and Jesus was Joseph's, and Joseph was Jesus and Mary's, and Jesus had Mary and Joseph. They were a sacred family, a holy family, but a family that faced challenges, a family that faced difficulties, a family that faced problems, but a family that remained united. You know, you look at Jesus, of course, he's fully divine, fully human. You look at Mary, full of grace, conceived without sin. But look at Joseph, he's just like you and me. Just like you and me. Needed the grace to be washed away from his original sin. He had to ponder these things. So if we try to think that, well, I mean, they all were. No, they weren't. Joseph was different. He was not like Mary. He was not like Jesus. Those two, in the plan of God, were chosen. Joseph was chosen in a different way, which is why he is the guardian of the family. Because he had to endure, he had to change, he had to work, just like all of us have to work. Not that Mary didn't have to work, she had to work too. Jesus, of course, he worked tirelessly out of love for you and me. But the beauty of this holy family, and you look at the beauty of the life of Joseph, who was open to accepting not what he would have seen as his perfect family. Because remember, this was not the family he had planned. But it was a family he was open to becoming a part of and to take care of and to make his own. And that's the beauty of what we celebrate in this wonderful gift of this example that the opening prayer speaks of. Because it is an example of humility to be open, and in that openness to be gentle and kind, so that the structure we see as a house as we pass by, those of us who don't live there, you arrive at. And it's much more than a house, it's a home where you have arrived. It's like many of you have done that. You're here visiting. You know, whether you drove in, flew in, when you drove up to that house that others see in that way, it was so different for you because you arrived home. Because of what awaits once you open that door. An open heart, open arms, open hands to receive you, to love you, to rejoice because you are you, and to share that time together. My dear family, this is what Jesus, Mary, and Joseph all pray for when they look at you and look at your family. They didn't have the structures that exist today, but they did have the home that they pray you and I can have today. For there is the beauty of the wealth of what St. Paul refers to, and of what Joseph and Mary shared with Jesus, and Jesus shared with them, and united them in such a way that we remember them as that holy family. But as we remember them, please remember how you and I have been blessed with those that God has given us to share our journey with. And that's what we do. Yes, this journey is leading us to becoming one with the Holy Family in heaven. But until that moment comes, they pray that we not lose sight of what's here, which one could say is a taste of heaven. Your love with each other. And as we enter this wonderful feast of the Holy Family, how I pray that whatever differences may be there, whatever odds may have arisen over time, that we listen to Paul and address whatever grievance we may have and realize, let's throw it away. Let's throw it away so that we can hold on to what really matters. Our unity, our togetherness, each other. In this Christmas season, as we start off so quickly with the Feast of the Holy Family, pray for one another and enjoy one another the way only you can as family, and realize how blessed once again, that gift of togetherness brings you such a beautiful wealth of love and of peace and of joy. Joseph found it with Jesus and Mary. Mary found it with Jesus and Joseph. And Jesus found it with Mary and Joseph. And all three find that with all of us. And they only hope you will always find that with each other. One God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that our family of faith may find favor before God in the way that we care for our most vulnerable members, we pray to the Lord. For leaders of nations, that they may take the shared values of the whole human family and work together to bring justice and peace to all peoples, we pray to the Lord. For all those dealing with difficult family situations, that they may find support and comfort in our own parish community, let us pray to the Lord. For all of us, that we may treat members of our families with kindness, with humility, patience, and compassion, forgiving them when they let us down and putting on love over all. Let us pray to the Lord. Amen. That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joe D. Lopez, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Rene Gonzalez, Maria Elena Perez, and Robert Roy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Special birthday blessings for Reyes Longoria Jr., and for all of our prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, you have given us the example of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We ask that you watch over all our families here and those who join us from abroad, that they will always be united in the same love that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph found with one another. And we ask that you grant all that we have asked of you through the intercession of Mary and Joseph, in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the
We offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation, humbly asking that, through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of God and Saint Joseph, you may establish our families firmly in your grace and your peace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
Together with faith and hope, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign.
Peace, Deacon. Peace and blessings to you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life.
Thank you.
Let us stand in prayer. Bring those you refresh with this heavenly sacrament, most merciful Father, to imitate constantly the example of the Holy Family, so that after the trials of this world we may share their company forever, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a reminder, the parish offices will be closed for the remainder of this week, for the Christmas season, and then they will resume next after the Sunday of Epiphany, which is next Monday. And again, praying that you continue to enjoy the gift of togetherness. Let us pray for all those who will be traveling back home today, tomorrow. But let us ask the Lord to continue to watch over your families wherever they may be. And along the same lines, before the final blessing, I hope to give a blessing to all of you and your families. So we're going to do that. Deacon, you go find your wife, okay? So, boys, you go find your family. And Lily, go find your mom and dad. So, well, they're part of the family. You do want them with you, don't you? Please say yes. Thank you very much. So, but this is a blessing for your families. And those of you who are like me, our families are not here, but they're with us in our heart. You hold them in your heart, okay? And my dear families, those of you who are there with each other, just be with one another in this gift of prayer and realize this is for your domestic church, your home, your gift of togetherness and family through the intercession of Mary and Joseph in the heart of Jesus. So this blessing is for you. Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we consecrate all our families to you. These here present, those who join us from home or wherever they may be this day. May we be completely united in a love that is lasting, faithful, and open to share with each other as family. Help our families always to grow in virtue, to forgive one another from our hearts, and to live in peace with one another all the days of our journey. Keep in all of our families a strong faith, a perseverance in prayer, a diligence in our work, and a generous and kind, peaceful, and generous love that we are able to share with one another. May these, our homes, our families, imitate your home, your family, to be truly the domestic church where all, when arriving, feel at home with arms outstretched to embrace them, to love them, to welcome them, and to encourage them. May this be what all of our families share and rejoice in having with one another. For we ask this through your intercessions, Mary and Joseph, in the name of Christ Jesus, who is our Savior, our hope, our love, our Lord, forever and ever. Amen. Well, my dear family, praying for all of you, that's this what the beauty of this celebration is all about, is what you have together. And I pray that the Lord continue to watch over all of you in all the days that lie ahead. And celebrate today. Share a meal together or share a coffee together. Share something together, including especially the gift of time. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday and Merry Christmas to everyone. Please turn to your neighbor, wish each other Merry, Merry Christmas. Just wish everyone a Merry Christmas, boys.
Jesus. Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.